the Teres Chaim, right here on this Gemara, and the Chassam Sofer in etlecha pletzer in his Sforim, asks the obvious question. So Rabbi Bar Bachana comes to Har Sinai, and he hears this baskel that says, Oili shenishpati, v'achshav shenishpati, mi meifali. And the Rabbanan understood, Rabbi Bachana himself wasn't sure, that the baskel was referring to the Shvuah of the Golos, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made a Shvuah that Klai Yisrael was going to have to be in Golos, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying, me meferly, halavai, somebody would come and would be mefer this Shvuah, because if there would be a hafar on this Shvuah like this, there could be a geula, and Klai Yisrael could finally be oiskalized. So the G'dayli Achreinim asked that, we know if a person makes a Shvuah, or a Neder, or an Aziris, or a Kainim, etc., there's a way for that Neder and that Shvuah to be annulled. But really, there's two ways to do it. It could be done by a Chacham through Hatara. It could be done by a husband or a father through Hafara. L'chaira, if Rabbi Bar Bachana was going to annul the Shvuah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what was the mechanism he was going to use? Hatara. He was going to be matir. Somebody makes a Shvuah, he goes to a Chacham, so the Chacham is matir. Rabbi Bar Bachana is the Chacham, and as a result, he has the credentials to go ahead and to be matir. So why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu say, V'achshev shenishbati mi meferli? Mefer is a lashon hafara. That's when it's the father or the husband that's removing the neder. That's removing the shvuah. L'chayra, what HaKadosh Baruch Hu should have said was, me yaterli. Who's going to be materit for me? Not me mefer. In fact, the Gemara says, chacham sha'amar b'lashon baal. V'baal sha'amar b'lashon chacham le'amar klom. It's not good. So l'chayra, makshim achroinim. V'achshav shenishpati me meferli. So the Chassam Sofer says, dvorim neflam. He says that we know, in order for a chacham to be mater, a Shvuah, you'd have to have either a Pesach or a Charata. The Shvuah would have had to have been made betos, or at the very least, the person making the Shvuah has to be Mescharet. The Ran says, throughout Mesechtes Nedarim, it has to be a Charata, the Meikara. But the point is, there has to be some element of Charata. So the Chassam Sofer said, by Kadosh Baruch Hu, there's no such thing as Charata. Kadosh Baruch Hu is Mescharet. A human being could be mescharet. By HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there's no such metzias as being mescharet. And it's for that reason, HaTorah wasn't on the table. HaTorah wasn't an option. What did HaKadosh Baruch Hu, however, say? He said, me mefer vi. Halavai, somebody would come and would be mefer. Because a tzaddik has the ability to be mefer a shvuah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's based on a Gemara in Masechtes Ma'akot and Daf Tezayin Amud Beis, where the Gemara says, Moshel ba'odom tzaddik. Moshel yiras Elohim. So the Gemara says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I'm Moshel on the world. Oh, but me Moshel be. Who's Moshel and be? Tzaddik. The tzaddik is Moshel. That's the inyan of tzaddik goizav HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mekayim. We know this inyan of Moshel, the Chassam Sofer says, is something you find by a husband to a wife. Who Yimshel Bach? So said the Chassam Sofer that for Rabbi Bar Bachana to be matter the Shvuah, that wasn't an option. But he could have been made for it based on me Moshel be. Tzaddik goizav HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mekayim. Because that's this inyan of Ahu Yimshel Bach. And that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu said that I wish somebody would go ahead and somebody would be mefer. The emes is the achronim say that that's why the chachamim was so upset at Rabbi Bar Bachana, because really Rabbi Bar Bachana could have gone back, right? He could have gone back and been mefer it afterwards. Oh, but the teretz is a din of b'yoyim shamay, so it ties into a lot of the lamdis of the dharma. We learned mesachtes dharma. We went through some of this lamdis. Ain't kana makim laharich. This kashes from the Mishlei Melech on this Gemara. But the bottom line is that that's this inyan that you find of me mefili. I saw in the new Megadim Chadashim on Masechtes Tainis, he says, it's in the Maisa with Ilfa v'Rabbi Yochanan, a Maisa that we're all very familiar with. And in that story, he says, what happened? Ilfa and Rabbi Yochanan were learning Beis Medrash, Havet Chikulu Milsa, and they decided, let's go make Parnassos like this, the Pasuk of Ephes, Kilo Yiyah B'cha Evyoin, will be Niskayin. And they go, they sit down to have a little bit of lunch, and they're underneath a bridge, and all of a sudden they hear a baskel. They overhear, or Rabbi Yochanan does, a conversation between two malachi asharas. When one malach tells the other malach that, you know, I think we have to knock down this bridge right now. They deserve to die because the manichin chayi oivam v'oiskin b'chayi shas. So the other malach said, you can't do it. And the reason you can't do it is because one of these two people is kaim elei shaita. He's destined for greatness. You can't do this. So Rabbi Yochanan hears this conversation. He turns to Ilfa and he says, Ilfa, tell me, did you hear anything? Ilfa says, no, I don't know what you're talking about. So Rabbi Yochanan said, quote, if I heard it and Ilfa didn't hear it, this baskel was meant for me, And it wasn't meant for Ilfa. I must be the one that's kind of the shaita. He went back to Beis Medrash, and of course the rest is history. So Rav David Yoel said that you see from this Gemara that when a person hears a baskel, there's a reason you're hearing the baskel. You don't hear baskels b'mikra. If you hear something, a piece of information crosses your desk, it's not a coincidence. There's an idea, it was meant for me to hear it. So the Chachamim told Rabbi Bar Bachan, you're the first person we know that ever heard this baskel. No one ever heard, that's the first person to be in the Midbar. You're the first person to hear it. If you heard the baskel that said, Oili shenishbati, v'achshav shenishbati mi meifeli, that itself was the biggest raya that you had to be made for it. Because otherwise, why would you have heard it? So said Rav David Yoel Weiss, tucked away in Tainus Chaf Aleph Amin Aleph, the nirish ebederech su yuvam gam keim, mashim avur b'bav abasra daf ayin dalud amin aleph, v'achachom im hoilem kaino. He said, I don't understand. If you heard the baskel, it means it was tailor-made for you. And avifel was tailor-made for you, that meant that you had an achrayus to do something about it, and that's where that kapeda came from. It wasn't just that, if you heard it and no one else heard it, then for sure it was your mission to do something about it. How did you not do something about it?